All right. Well, it is 6:45, nice and early in the morning. And one of the few people I know who will be up early and who doesn't mind coming in early is Morné Dupré. He's from travel.co.za, from Tervest Travel Services. He's the CEO. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that is going on with TTS. And I know they've been doing a lot behind the scenes that most of us who book on travel.co.za don't know about. But some of us do. And it's worth finding out about this stuff because this is what is happening in the travel business. And for anyone who travels, even if you're not aware of it, then you will know for sure that this is how it's happening behind the scenes, what actual technology goes into making all of this occur. So Morné is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about Travel IT, which we've discussed once or twice before, but they're changing it now. It's called Travel IT Global. So how's it, Morné?
Hey, Gareth Jacks.
How are you?
Cool, man.
Early, hey?
Like to be here.
Nice and fresh.
I love the shades.
Yeah, I dig the new space.
Like
my first time looking at the new studio. Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Talk about cool, those glasses.
Right?
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
If you wear those, that filter, the yellow, makes everything look brighter and happier, right?
100%. So yeah. This green screen's green.
That's why I like it. Right. It's I have a pair of glasses like that. I haven't got the balls to, maybe I'm just not cool enough to wear them. But I love the way it makes the world look.
Makes everything
a little happier and brighter. So if you're depressed, just get a pair of those glasses like Morné's got. All right, so Travel IT, we know that this is the system that is the back end, the spine of what makes so much in the travel industry in South Africa work. You've got major businesses, business-to-business stuff, where they book using Travel IT, whether they're aware of it or not. People who are using Discovery, for example. This is the system behind the scenes that makes that work. And now you're calling it Travel IT Global. Why is this?
Look, I mean, Gareth, I think, you know, we've done really, really well in sub-Saharan Africa using the tech and showing, you know, really good savings, really good compliance, a really good travel experience to all of our travelers on this side of the world. But it's time to start exporting it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the big thing. So we're looking at it and say, okay, cool, you know, how do we take this to other places? Moving along, you know, we love in Africa and South Africa to see ourselves as being subservient or,
yeah,
you know, us end of Africa, yeah, you know, yeah, is a little place.
We're always borrowing other people's technology, coming
exactly
up with very little of our own. This is something that works, that we know is a very good tried and tested product. Now we're going to send it overseas and teach them a thing or two.
Exactly.
Nice.
So, you know, I think that's the important thing. You know, I travel to a lot of these tech shows, tech events, deal with a lot of the international suppliers, and a lot of them supply, you know, a complement to our tech. And I must be honest with you, I haven't seen anything as good and as robust as ours. Of course, there's cool things there. There's a lot of good products out there. So not knocking all the competition.
Yeah.
But I think what we've built here is something unique and something really good. And I believe that we can show, you know, the rest of the world, and especially, you know, we're going to the UK, as you know, soon, you know, just showing them how good we actually are. And if you think about, you know, South Africa being tech savvy, well, I think we must probably have one of the best tech minds being exported to the States. Yes, a little bit loony at times,
Elon.
But definitely one
did
of the best tech minds.
Did you see him, by the way, because I know you pay attention to what he's up to. Did you see him having a go at Apple?
Mm.
He's like, he's going to bring out his own phone because he doesn't like the fact that Apple is now using ChatGPT and they're integrating it straight into their phones without our permission. And he's nervous about AI, right?
Yeah, of course, I think he is. I mean, I think he was one of the pioneers of AI, if you really want to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at the way that PayPal was set up and the way that it worked, it was leagues above, you know, ahead of most times. Even the way that his vehicles are now supposed to be self-driving. Well, no, that's all AI-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So is he worried that someone's going to steal his thunder there a little bit?
I don't know. He has raised alarm bells because he said that what we've got to be careful of is that we don't want to let the AI start programming itself to the point where it actually makes decisions that are bad for humanity, because it could very well do that without trying to. So it's not evil, but if you say to it, solve the problem of, I don't know, global warming or overpopulation, you know, it's going to program something in there that's about killing people.
Yeah.
Even though it's not programmed to kill people, that is the best solution to a problem. If you don't consider all the different aspects that it might not. And I mean, he goes into how machine learning and particularly these large language models are actually they could be very, very dangerous if they're allowed to operate without very specific rules. And we're still figuring out what those rules are. So I don't know. But, I mean, Elon's a great example of, you know, the kind of thinking that originated here. He obviously doesn't have much to do with South Africa anymore. But I love the fact that we are developing absolutely intellectual property patented stuff in South Africa that we can then export to the rest of the world. You mentioned London. What's happening there?
So the travel technology show is happening at the TTE in London at the convention center from the 19th to the 20th.
Also TTS, Travel Technology Show.
TTE, Travel Technology and Event Show. So it's, you know, it's really, there's three events happening in one there. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to bore you with all of those events, but, you know, focus on the one that, that's particularly for us is for the travel buyers, the travelers, the corporations, the TMCs out there, guys looking at new tech, me going to see what the other guys have to offer there to make sure that we have to space there. But really it's showcasing tech to people interested in buying and using the experience.
By the way, one of the cool things about the travel IT technology that you guys have developed is that you can take care of expenses for people. And this is really good because a lot of people go on company travel. They go over for meetings, conferences, you know, trips that the company's paying for. And then they have to collect a whole bunch of receipts. They get a per diem, maybe. They've got to know what they're spending where. And that can be an absolute nightmare. This system also takes care of that.
100%. Fully integrated travel and entertainment procurement solution. So really what it is, you know, on the fly, I'm probably one of the worst travelers. I go and spend and
you change, you know, your flights all
change
the time.
Change my flights all the time. No. You know, you got to do things on the fly. So instead of, you know, coming home and trying to empty my backpack with all the receipts there and getting my PA to sift through them, not knowing what they are. You know, now I just take a photo at the point of time of paying. Yeah. I take a photo of you and say, listen, this is the person that I'm actually entertaining. So there is a little bit of proof. But I upload it onto the Travel IT app at that point in time, send it for approval. Group CEO can approve it within 5 minutes of getting there. I mean, sometimes I do it while I'm on the flight because your Wi-Fi working quite well. And then the rule in our company is, you know, really, if you get your expenses in before Thursday, you'll get paid on a Saturday. So, it's, you know, cool. It's quite a good way to manage your cash as well. So, you know, if you've
very
got
good.
You're paying on your credit card and you're getting 55 days free credit on there, and I can get my expenses returned within 3 or 4 days of
That's
the expense
brilliant.
Being incurred, I'm actually making money.
Mm. Brilliant. Okay, so where in the world do you think that they're going to take up Travel IT Global? Where do you think they're going to start using it?
So we have an active customer, a global customer, operating in the UK already. Mm-hmm. So hence we're utilizing it or showcasing at the UK store. You know, there's good similarities out there. You know, the people are very similar to South Africans. Hell of a lot of South Africans there as well. But time zones aren't a challenge. The way that business operates there is very similar. The law is very similar. All of those type of things play into the South African space quite well. So I think it was a good area for us to kickstart it rather than anywhere else in Europe. Obviously, we're operating in Africa quite well.
Sure. Mm.
But I think, you know, it makes it quite easy for us to travel there as well. What is the beauty about that market? Although they've got less or more or less equal population, they've got about 6 times more travel spend than what South Africa has.
By the way, what is the global travel market worth? I mean, this is...
Look, it's a very interesting scenario at this point in time, but it's significant and growing. Sure. Depending on what stat you actually read there, it's, you know, it's all different ways. And I don't want to put out a number here and the guys hold me to it and say, well, you know, all of our budgets are going to be cut. But what it is doing, it's still growing and it's going to continue growing. So, you know, you remember I was on the show a couple of years back when we had the COVID scenario.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, travel's never going to get back to where it was. And I said, well, no, it's actually going to be bigger.
You did.
And
you predicted that.
And if we go back to that, you know, it is going to grow on a continual basis.
Yeah, I mean, it only makes sense because we were locked in for a couple of months, close to a year, basically. So the moment you are set free, you run wild.
And that's what people want to spend their money on.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so hopefully we can go and encapsulate some of those billions and billions of dollars of travel spend that's sitting out there. So, you know, if we look at the UK from our perspective, it is quite close to home. There's a number of South African companies that have moved in that direction very successfully.
Yeah, a couple of them listed on the London Stock Exchange too.
Correct, but just a springboard for us. But I think the critical thing for us, you know, what we've got to remember is we're trying to export our technology. the two of us philosophy, new philosophy that we've got there is to say, wherever we go, we're going global, but we're going to stay local. So we'll operate with the local people. So we're not coming out to say, listen, we're moving into the UK. Yeah. I'm setting up a lot of TTS brands. I'm coming to eat your lunch. No, I'm going to give you technology to run your business proper, utilizing the expertise that we bring from South Africa.
I love it. Last time we had you on the show, though, you had just been to South America. And that looks like a hell of an exciting place. And I mean, there's so much going on there at the moment. They've got a new president in Argentina who's kicking ass. Javier Milei.
Yep.
Everybody's talking about him. He's got wild hair and he's just throwing out. He's cut the government down to, I think, a quarter of what it was before. So maybe he's setting a new trend. But that looked very cool. You did Brazil, Argentina?
Yeah, so Argentina and Brazil. And that's already starting to show fruits there. You know, yeah. So I don't want to, and we are under NDA, but we've already progressed reasonably well with both TMCs, two operators, and looking at some products there. So it definitely is a market that we will be in soon.
Nice.
So now I can say we will be in there.
Very good. That's exciting stuff. Remember to go to travel.co.za to make your dream holiday a reality. And Monet was also instrumental in helping us to put together the first time traveler experience, which we did 2 weeks ago. We took some people who had never been in a plane, never been in a hotel, gave them the weekend of their lives, and everybody seems to have enjoyed that tremendously, including some of your staff who'd never been. And, you know, if you work in a travel company, you just assume everybody in the company has been on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these guys had never, ever been on a plane before. They were so excited. It was fantastic.
You know, it's, it was really, really special. And I've got to say, you know, even still to, yesterday, one of the cleaners that we sent there comes and hugs me every day because the experience is still so real for her.
Yeah.
You know, so.
She knows what you're selling.
Correct. Mm. You know, taking things for granted. I mean, I think I've been on more than 750 flights, stayed in more than 1,000 hotels around the globe. You know, and you just take it for granted. And then, you know, just eye openers. And it's true. You've traveled extensively. And my kids are their main aim is to say, listen, we're going to go and travel out there. I mean, they've been very fortunate that they've got a dad that's in travel. So I've opened their lives to the world. But they've studied reasonably, or they're studying reasonably good degrees here in order for them to make it possible to go and travel. Mm. So their first thing is, you know, bugger, just wanted to go and earn the cash. I want to go and work overseas, travel there, experience the actual world, and I can always come back home.
Yeah, I mean, traveling opens up your mind. You get to understand different perspectives, different ways of life. It's the only way you grow. And we need to encourage people a lot more. In fact, travel needs to become a need, I think.
I mean, if you talk to people, millennials and Gen Z, so I suppose you fit into the millennials category.
Yes, yes, not Gen Z.
They would rather spend money on travel than own a house.
Hmm?
Right. Gareth, I come from that era of yours, so we're in the 70s, so God
forbid,
we didn't have AI at that point in time, because we might have looked very different.
But they do, these
the
kids,
food preparers.
They don't want to own a house or rent a property if they're going to stay in one place. They want to be traveling. They want to be moving around the world. They want to be working remotely from all these bizarre and interesting places. And you can see it. You just have to go and look at their social media. That's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
They want to travel all the time.
And I think the one thing that we mustn't forget is we must probably have one of the best countries from a travel perspective in the world.
Damn
so
right.
Every single time I come back and I walk on those South African colored flag tiles at Oatambo,
yes,
say, I'm so happy I'm home.
Me too.
And
love it.
If we can, you know, yes, let's export all of our shit there. Let's grab their money. Let's make sure that we show them how great they are, but make sure that we bring them here to come and experience
excellent.
Where we're from.
Just one last thing. Would you either of you use a phone if Elon brought out his own phone?
Would you
use that rather than Apple?
I would. Truthfully, I don't bet against Elon Musk. It's a bad bet. I would use it.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Jack. I think what he's creating there. Look, I love Apple and Apple works. We know that it does.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe, you know, until you've actually made sure that the Elon phone is better, you know, we'll have that as a backup there because we do know Apple works. But if you really think what he's done with Starlink and how he managed to get the U.S. government to put all of his satellites up there so that he can create the World Wide Web. Mm. And wherever we travel, his phone will be linked no matter where you are.
Yeah, imagine that.
That sounds bloody cool. Maybe, is that really what we want? You know, how are we going to then become more dependent on this device in our hands?
I don't think it's possible for people to become more dependent than they already are. Hmm. The only way that you can make them even more dependent is if you actually put it in their brain, which is another business he's got.
Yeah. Yep.
So Neuralink. Genius. And I think, you know, hopefully he's got our travel apps on his phone at that point in time.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Monet. Very nice to see you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Nice busy day ahead of us, and good to see Monet at the start of it. So just keeping us up to date with what's happening. The latest in travel and travel tech with Travel IT Global. Very exciting. I love the fact that we can export some of our best stuff to the rest of the world, not just the other way around.